to Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 51. We're continuing and we will be finishing the Lord's Prayer, all the petitions. And so we find ourselves in the fifth petition this week on page 48. So let's respond to the question. What is the fifth petition? And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That is, be pleased for the sake of Christ's blood, not to impute to us, miserable sinners, our manifold transgressions, nor the evil which always clings to us, as we also find this witness of your grace in us, that it is our full purpose heartily to forgive our neighbor. If the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread, is a petition intended to invoke humility, Lord, that we see your goodness in everything you've provided us, even the most basic needs that we have of bread, of clothing, food, and our shelter, and all these things. We see God's provision in everything, so it's humbling us. Well, this is also humbling, but I also would submit that this is perhaps one of the most difficult petitions to actually follow through in the Christian life. Because the Lord does not just say, forgive us our debts, and then stop right there. Now, of course, by God's grace, we are humbled by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word. When the Holy Spirit convicts us to see Christ as necessary for salvation, that we are sinners, that we need to repent of it and turn away from our sin and place our faith in Jesus for His perfect righteousness and perfect satisfaction of our sin on the cross. And so that is individual, right? And all of us, if we are Christian, we have all experienced that. But again, the Lord Jesus doesn't stop right there in this practice of needing to ask for God to forgive us our debts. But he also adds, as we forgive our debtors. Now, this is a perfect picture that Jesus uses in Matthew, I believe it's 19, where about the, he speaks of a parable with the king and the servants. And so there's a servant who owed, was it 50 denarii? He owed a certain amount of money to the king, or 500, I think of what it is. And then the king, out of his mercy, does not hold that debt against that servant. And he allows him to go free. And then that servant turns to his other friend or other person of service who owes him 50 denarii, which is a day's wage. You know, every denarii is one day's wage. And he holds it against him. Right? He actually threatens his life. He gets pretty serious. You need to pay me my money. King hears about this, and he asks for that servant to come back. And he says, you wicked servant, I forgave you of 500 denarii, and you will not forgive the same servant of lesser amount? Well, now I'm going to throw back that debt onto you, and you're going to pay to the last penny, which is a sentence, a death sentence. Because if you didn't work, you can't earn money. You know, they didn't have savings accounts. They didn't have loans. They didn't, you know, whatever you had in your pocket, that's what you had. That's your entirety. And so that was it's a warning of, towards Christians, or believers, Christ followers, that if you who have been forgiven so much refuse and harbor bitterness, anger, then you have not really understood or really even experienced what it means to be forgiven. Even John says, if he who walks in darkness, he who hates his brother, is in darkness, does not understand the light, does not understand what love is. And so this petition Jesus is teaching us is to humble us to understand that God's debt or our debt towards God that has been forgiven must be reflected in our relationship in all of our relationships. Forgive our debts. Don't hold our sin against us, as we will also not hold sin or debt against others, as we forgive our debtors. And so that is a call for reconciliation. That is a call for fellowship that is not easy. Forgiveness is one of the most difficult and challenging things about the Christian life, especially if the person does not ask for forgiveness, the person, you know. And but what that does, what we are called to do is always that no matter what end you are in, if you're the one offended or the one who has offended, you always have to be ready to forgive, even if the person never comes back to you and says, please forgive me. Because if you harbor that, if you don't open that opportunity for forgiveness, then you're going to harbor bitterness and anger. And that's a deep root you do not want to grow in your heart, and it will destroy you. It will dull your life in Christ. You will not be able to enjoy the love of God, because it will be a conditional love. It's a very hard thing. The Bible calls us out. And so, he who thinks someone else's sin is greater than yours, if you think someone else's sin is greater than yours, then you need to have a heart check, whether you actually see your sin rightly, right? It's easy for us to look at other people or people who have offended us and see how we can make them the bad guy. You know, we can demonize them. We can say X, Y, and Z. But what about your heart? What about your sin? Does this petition reflect your character? Or does something else reflect your character? And that's the hard truth. So may we humble ourselves to pray this prayer, not as just mouthing off. You know, we're just saying a religious saying. As we're going to pray this prayer at the end of the Lord's Supper, and may we say with our whole hearts, with humility, ask God to help us pray this prayer with our whole hearts. That we ask God to forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Let's close. Let's prepare our hearts for the word.